from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. The new Democratic MPP for Timmins says it's unfair that free COVID-19 rapid tests aren't yet available in Northern Ontario. The Tory government promised them for the entire province, but so far they're only available in the south. Gilles Bisson points out that the Conservatives have members in northern ridings that would benefit from the testing kits.
So it's not as if there's not a voice at the cabinet table advocating for these things, but for some reason, Mr. Ford is focused on vote-rich areas and doesn't do what he has to do as a premier.
Bisson adds that Ford is premier of all of Ontario and needs to respond to the pandemic in a pan-Ontario way. Across the Porcupine Health Unit, since the pandemic began, there have been 2,326 cases. Four were added today, two in what the Porcupine Health Unit defines as the area of Cochrane, Matheson, Iroquois Falls, and Smooth Rock Falls, one in the area between Fauquier and Opisatika, and one in Timmins. 43 are currently active. Still with Gilles Bisson and COVID-19, because of the heightened concern, he has canceled the turkey suppers planned for tonight and tomorrow at the Timmins Native Friendship Center. The food's already being cooked, so it'll be donated to the Friendship Center and living space. Anecdotal evidence backs up the science that our climate is changing. Wanting to adapt to climate change and reduce its impacts locally, the City of Timmins is formulating a community action plan. Environmental coordinator Christina Beaton says businesses, organizations, and people can provide input through an online survey.
This information is going to be critical for us to identify what actions need to be included in our climate change adaptation plan.
The survey is on timmins.ca until the end of January. Well, that old familiar phrase, the freeze-thaw cycle, is usually in relation to potholes and broken water mains. Both appeared to be in play this morning on Bonaventure Drive at Shirley Street. One wheel of a pickup truck became stuck up to its axle in a hole. The apparent cause of the hole is the warmer-than-usual weather that followed the colder-than-usual and a water main break. Check out the photo on our website. In Moose sports, concerns about COVID-19 have postponed several games in the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League. One of them is tonight's planned match in Noelville between the Timmins Rock and the French River Rapids. The Lumberjacks Crunch game will go ahead at the Donut Shop in Cochrane. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.